Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. We've really brought you everything today. arguing about the Sixers draft pick. Pablo Torre with a deeply investigative, journalistic, not really our style. But
way too smart.
Very smart. And then we come back with who's the best football franchise, which pivots into what's the most iconic fruit. That was all within 2 hours.
I'm glad you stopped us from going down that rabbit hole.
The fruit rabbit hole? Well, we did in the hallway after.
What's your Mount Rushmore fruit?
Apple.
Yeah.
Orange.
Okay.
Banana grape.
See, I think strawberry's got to be on there.
Above grape?
Yeah, above grape. Ooh. Easily. Come on, man. Grape or strawberry?
Look, if you're asking
grapes over strawberry.
Look, if you're asking me what I'd rather eat, I'd rather eat a strawberry than a grape. But what's more iconic? Like, you think about a grape. Think about all of the artificial, like, popsicles, drinks, candies, all that kind of stuff. Everybody wants the grape. Everybody wants the grape. You know?
But a more iconic fruit is strawberry or grape. I think it's obviously strawberry.
No, it's grape. I think you're actually 100% wrong on this. And like, before we
but,
get to...
But bananas don't even taste very good. I understand why they're on there. But like, we're talking about good tasting fruits.
No, but bananas are also very good for you.
Well, good, I know they're good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we're potassium, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows
I eat
that.
A banana every day. You know? I like a banana. We stop.
Ooh,
Jack.
I almost got a 10-incher.
Jack. And this show got stupid real quick. It's like, you know what we're trying to... It's like we are subconsciously trying to balance ourselves after the Pablo thing.
Yes.
By getting even dumber. It's like he said he liked eating a banana. Oh, better play the 10-incher thing.
I just 10-incher thing.
Yeah, just before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, just on the last thing that Elliot said about Kevin Durant and Ace Bailey.
Which he's just so committed to. We didn't pin him down on college Kevin Durant versus pro Kevin Durant.
Right, okay. It's okay if you like Ace Bailey. There's even a chance Ace Bailey's good. There's a chance the Sixers take Ace Bailey and keep him tomorrow. All of that is on the table. You could like Ace Bailey, 100%. Ace Bailey, and I understand he is tall and skinny, like Kevin Durant, but that is probably 23% of the NBA is tall and skinny. Like, Adem Bona doesn't look like Kevin Durant. Ace Bailey doesn't play anything like Kevin Durant. What I am begging you to do, if you have been brainwashed by this, by Elliot or anybody else, is please go and look at all you need to do, truly, all you need to do is look at a 5-minute highlight, college highlight film of Ace Bailey and a 5-minute college highlight film of Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was so good, so like,
yes,
maybe the best college scorer of all time. Like, debatably, he did as a freshman, by the way, the last month of the season, scoring like 30-some points a game. But you can see when you watch, he was an elite, unstoppable shooter, a great free throw shooter. And for a guy who
is... By the way, 69% as a free throw shooter is not great for someone whose whole talent is hitting tough shots.
Ace Bailey, yeah. Yes. 34% from three, 36, 69% from the line. And when you watch Kevin Durant, he got an open shot whenever he wanted. Literally whenever he wanted.
This guy can't create separation.
It's just, it's not the same thing. Again, you might think he's good. You might think he's the pick for the Sixers. All of that, fine. He is not like Kevin Durant. Don't let Elliot tell you he's like Kevin Durant. Don't let anybody tell you he's like Kevin Durant.
It is my current litmus test for knowing basketball or not.
Okay.
Is whether or not you want Ace Bailey.
Yeah. Well, you can want Ace Bailey. It's fine. Maybe he'll be good. I don't know.
You shouldn't.
Like, I'm guessing. But, all right. Can we talk about the baseball team?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Elliot is lying. He's lying. Okay.
Well, in what aspect?
He's lying and say he doesn't even think he's like Kevin Durant.
Well, he does think that now.
He certainly convinced himself.
You gotta just watch highlights of both of them. That's all you need to. You don't even need to do a deep dive. Kevin Durant was outrageous at Texas. He was outrageous. Okay.
All right.
I hope Jackie. Yeah.
No Phil's lineup out just yet. Phil's down in Houston tonight. So
is Brycey with the team?
I don't know if Bryce is with the team. I don't think Thompson's talked yet.
Okay.
But,
all right.
You know, when he talks, we'll bring that to you, obviously.
Okay.
But
all right.
Bryce was not with them in Miami.
No.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Okay.
It's an interesting one. I don't know about that. But Framber Valdez versus Ranger. Ranger obviously has been fantastic recently. Framber's been great. Astros are good. I mean, like every single year, there's inevitable. They just show up and they're good no matter who they get. They lost Bregman. They lost Kyle Tucker this offseason, and they're first in the AL West.
It's amazing that the Astros got nailed for that cheating thing, and that's what makes me less mad about their cheating thing is the fact that after they got caught cheating, they're still awesome every
yep.
year.
Yep.
You know, and they've won World Series after the cheating thing. What a franchise that you want to talk about doing the rebuilding thing right. They did the process thing before anybody did.
Mm-hmm.
And since they did it, they have established an organization that is they never have a down year. This looked like it was going to be a down year, and it turned out that it's not a down year.
And they had just as many misses at the beginning than the Sixers did. I mean, they took Mark Appel number one, they took Brady Aiken two times, and then didn't sign either time. So, yeah, not to get too in the weeds on the Astros. But regardless, Phil's Astros, we all remember 2022. A little rematch. It's funny because we don't hate the Astros the way we hate the Diamondbacks and Mets.
No. Though the Astros used to be sort of like the Marlins became. The Astros used to be years ago when they were horrible and the Phillies were still good.
Oh, yeah.
We would always lose to the Astros.
Always. Well, 2012, they went down there with a chance to like really cement themselves as a playoff team and they got swept by like a 60-win team. Disaster.
Yeah. Yep.
Disaster. So we were talking about the Mets yesterday.
Yep.
So they lost again last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
3-2 right to the Braves.
3-2 to the Braves.
Yep.
Braves have won four straight over them. But in like injury news, they just put Jesse Winker on the 60-day IL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's missing more time. Like that's a lineup that's already a little rough.
Yep.
Now Winker was great last year. And then Chris Sale, like we didn't bring this up, and why this couldn't have happened last year for Ike and I with Chris Sale getting hurt. But they said yesterday, we think he's going to pitch again this year. But that means that there's a chance he doesn't pitch again this year.
No, that's not how I read that quote.
They expect him to pitch again this year.
Yeah.
But that's not like he's going to be back anytime soon, I guess.
Right.
Because
they put him on the 15-day IL, but I think it's because they didn't know how long he was going to be on there.
And it's all because they pitched him in the ninth inning of a shutout. He made a diving play and hurt himself on it.
Yeah. And he finished the shutout.
They pulled him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they pulled him.
He pitched to another batter after that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay. But they did eventually.
Hurts my fantasy team.
Yeah, I know. It seems like you're all locked in on Chris Sale.
Well, look, man.
Your fantasy team is making a little bit of a run.
A huge run.
We're making noise.
Went from, let me tell you, in the WIP league, was in last place, clobbered Lakin, 8-1.
Yeah.
Then I clobbered TK, or 8-2, and now I'm going to clobber Buzz, and I'm in third place already in a playoff position. I'm just telling you, I have the best offense in the league. I do. I have the best offense in the league.
In the league.
I do. I do.
As they said.
Bro, I got Acuna, Gunner, Pete Crow Anderson, Mookie Betts.
Pete Crow Armstrong, Mookie Betts.
It's a good little lineup. Buxton, I think I got too.
Yeah, listen, you took the old Hinkie approach and just took talent.
James Wood.
Yeah, James Wood's the man.
Yeah.
That's a pretty loaded offense.
Yeah.
So we always talk about gauntlets with the Eagles or whatever.
Yeah.
Phil's in the process of a gauntlet, by the way. So Houston, Braves, Padres, Reds, Giants, Padres.
Whoa.
Before the All-Star break.
Those are all winning teams.
Yeah.
Braves are they?
Oh, no, they're 35-41, the Braves. But but they've played much better over the last few weeks.
Besides losing 2-3 to the Marlins over the weekend.
Yes, yes. But they swept the Mets, and I think they've won two in a row or something. Yeah.
So it's a good test for this team, especially without Bryce. You know, if they, like, can Bryce wait until after the All-Star break to come back?
Do you think? Can they play 500 ball over the next 2 weeks until the All-Star break?
So I think they can. I just wonder if Bryce can wait. Like if he feels right.
Oh, he can wait.
I think so.
Well, listen.
If he couldn't wait, he would have been here for the Mets series.
Yeah, he missed his Mets series. I'm assuming he knows it's probably best for him.
They got to do it for him. It's part of the reason why they need to lock in is that they need to keep him assured we're okay.
Yeah, and the winning allows him to be able to sit.
You know, don't lose three in a row and they'll be okay. You know, keep winning baseball games.
I think that's why he played in that Blue Jays series. They lost three straight to the Brewers and he said, I got to get back in there.
Yep.
No
doubt that in his mind, that's what he was thinking.
So I hope he does. Hope he can just stay out till post All-Star break, and maybe then we get at least a 75% version of Bryce. And then last thing here, so Jeff Passan put out his MLB trade deadline primer today.
Bro, I read the whole thing.
The 50 trade deadline.
You did a lot of reading today.
I did.
Man, I got a lot of time.
Yeah.
You went to bed at 9:30. You woke up spry, huh?
Went to bed at like 8:10.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Did wake up spry.
Yeah.
What time did you get up? 5?
6.
Oh, man. Walker's up at 5:15. You could have come over and helped out.
Nah. I got to read that whole friggin' NFLPA thing.
60 pages.
You had time to do that. Yeah. You had time to upload it all to ChatGPT.
Well, that only takes a minute.
I know. Yeah. I know. So passing 50 trade deadline candidates. Here's all the names. Now, these are the best fits, right? And the Phillies were linked as a best fit for these guys. Jaron Duran, Cedric Mullins, Luis Robert, Taylor Ward, Adelis Garcia. Now, I don't know if it means something where they were positioned on his ranking, but like Adelis Garcia was, the Phillies were ranked first from where Passan put them. So maybe he thinks that that's the most logical fit.
Just so you know, and I'm trying to translate Jack to the audience. Most of our audience has no idea who any of these people are.
Right.
So you should give some context as to who they are.
We will do more of that as we get close to the trade.
We got to pick our guys.
Yeah. My guy actually wasn't listed, which is Buxton. It wasn't even one of the 50, which was kind of worrisome when the idea of trading them. And then relief pitchers, Duran from the Twins, not Duran from the Red Sox. Clase from the Guardians.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Felix Bautista from the Orioles, we talked a lot about. Pete Fairbanks from the Rays. Chapman, your boy, Ross Chapman from the Red Sox. And Ryan Helsley. So a lot of big name in the bullpen area. And then hitters.
What about the Pittsburgh guy?
Bednar?
Yeah. I think he's good.
I think he's an interesting name. He's definitely had a bounce back year after. I mean, he's demoted earlier in the year. So
He's good. I'm just telling you. I like him. I was impressed by him.
I wish McCutchen could still play the field. Because like McCutchen as a patient right-handed bat, and Bednar could be a deadline move for the Phils. But, you know, early trade deadline primers.
215-592-9494. Quick thing on Chapman right after I tell you about our good friends at Guida. Today's show, of course, brought to you by Guida. Guida, during the summer, knows, look, you're cooking. It's 100 degrees out there. You know what else is good? It's probably cooking inside, too. Because your old windows and doors, and that heat gets through the cracks in the window, your energy bills go up, and it's not even cool enough in your house. You got the AC pumping. just replace the old windows and doors. And Guida knows now's the time where you know it. Now's the time when you discover it. So they give you their biggest discounts they can give you. The summer sales event, 40% off every window, 40% off every door. That is 40% off every high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window, 40% off any door, whether it's an insulated entry door, sliding patio door, garage door, whatever it is, 40% off. Don't miss it, because now also you can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Don't miss it. As I've said before, all prior sales are excluded, but this is the one you want, and the offer expires July 31st. Call them to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, 877-GO-GUIDA, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. I'm planting my flag here on this. I'm going to continue to plant my flag on it. I don't want Chapman. I saw him cooked 3 years ago. There's no way that a guy that was cooked 3 years ago at 36, 37 years old, all of a sudden is throwing 102 miles an hour again. And I'm not accusing him of anything, but we saw a guy here who is of the same build that all of a sudden got his stuff back. And we saw how all of a sudden he got his stuff back. I'm not saying, I don't know that Aroldis Chapman's on anything, but God forbid we trade for somebody who then gets in trouble. He is a bad teammate. He is cooked. And I can promise you, he's a playoff choker. I can promise you, we will lose a crucial playoff game with Chapman on the mound if we trade for him. Do not trade for Aroldis Chapman. I am planting my flag. I don't want Chapman. I don't care if he's throwing 102. I don't care if he throws a sinker now. I don't want Chapman. I don't want Chapman.
Which means we're getting Chapman.
I will 100% get Chapman.
Chapman and Duran, baby.
Duran would be great.
Jaren Duran.
Well, Jaren Duran would be great. And how long? He's under contract for another couple of years, Duran?
Through 29.
Yeah. So Duran would be great at a good number.
I prefer Trout.
There he is.
God.
He was not on the passing
you and Lakin
trade primer.
Is he even playing right now, Mike?
He is. Oh, he's back. He's number 300 since going off the IL. Come on, man. We're monitoring.
What's he down to? 218? 215? What's his batting average?
I don't know what his weight is.
Okay. I'm not talking about his weight.
That's a good response,
though. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What is the more iconic fruit, the grape or the strawberry? Ike, what do you think the vote is at? We both said grape.
Yeah, I would imagine people like strawberries out there.
Well, strawberry, I think strawberry's the better fruit. I just don't think it's more iconic.
I think strawberry probably leads to 60-40.
Strawberry at 72%.
Told you.
Here's what I want to tell you out there who are voting. Do you ever think of a Greek god laying there being fed strawberries? No. They're being fed grapes. The grape is... wine? Grapes.
I'm with you. I prefer grapes over strawberries. But people do feed each other strawberries nowadays.
For sex and stuff. But
I was trying not
is that
to
what
go
you
there.
Do?
But you the one saying feeding somebody grapes. I'm like, yeah, they do feed them strawberries.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like more sensual. Okay. I feel like the grape is you're a god. You don't want to use your arms to eat the grapes. Right. You're going to be fed the grapes.
Now, which leads to something else.
Yes.
I mean, anytime you're being fed something,
right.
Yes, normally
right.
is.
Well, let's stop that right there.
Oh, that hammer is real, for real.
215-592-9494. Luke in Lancaster. You're on WIP. What's up, Luke?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up, Luke?
Luke!
I called in to say some stuff about the Sixers draft tomorrow and this list of football teams that are, like, iconic.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd say, I don't know, I wasn't listening the whole way through. I didn't hear anyone mention Miami, the Dolphins.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even bring up the Dolphins. Yeah, it's another one that's debatable in there. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Certainly over the Lions.
Yeah, for real. I don't have the Lions on my list.
Yep.
And the Bears either.
I also think one thing that also goes into my mind, and I know this didn't go into Elliot's Googling, is when I think about how iconic a team is, to me, if you're iconic, you have bandwagon fans all over the country. So the Niners do have bandwagon fans.
Yeah.
The Raiders do have bandwagon fans. Pittsburgh, all over the place.
Stinking Cowboys.
Cowboys. Yeah. The Chiefs now have tons of bandwagon fans all over the country. I believe the Eagles now have them as well.
Yes, sir.
But I don't think the Lions, I don't think there's people like in Florida or Arkansas or something that are huge Lions fans. But I do think there are bandwagon Dolphins fans as well.
A lot of bandwagon Dolphins fans.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Ike.
I knew he was going to say that.
My list itself is a little bit flawed. I don't have the Niners on it.
Okay.
I wasn't quite thinking straight, I guess, when I made it.
Okay.
I would probably, if I had to remake it, probably put them at like 5. But I have the Giants at 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Giants are an iconic franchise.
Giants are iconic.
Franchise.
Yep.
Yep.
The early 2000s and stuff with them. So.
What did you have to say about the Sixers in the draft?
I think they should 100% take Vijay Ejgom. I don't like Ace Bailey's attitude, and I don't think that's going to be something in a locker room that already has people like Joel Embiid in it. I don't think that's going to work chemistry-wise.
Yeah.
I like Vijay's I like his personality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know his personality as a guy. I do know that his on-court, identity as a, sort of a lunatic, you know, of a very hard-nosed defender, of an effort guy, of a super athletic guy. When you start to watch...
Highlights look good.
Yeah.
They do.
When you watch the NBA Finals, you just, you start to see now... That the teams that don't have enough of those guys that could run around and defend everyone don't last. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a problem that the Nuggets had. It was a problem that the Lakers had. It was a problem that the Knicks had, I think, to an extent. You know, and it has been a problem for the Sixers. Just even their two best players are not high-energy guys, even at their best. Embiid and Paul George are not. And I think Maxey is. I think McCain is. I think Justin Edwards could be. But I think Oubre could be. But I also think that having a guy like Ejgom throwing out there and just saying, go guard that guy and create havoc and dunk on somebody, I'd love to have him for that. I think he would be a fun guy to have for the Sixers. I think, you know, it's funny. Like, we sort of decide what we think guys can get better at that they're not. One of the two things that Ejgom is not great at, he's not great at creation for himself or for others. And, you know, could he get better at it? I have no idea. Maybe. Maybe he can, maybe he can't. But I think right now, I agree with you from a locker room perspective. I don't think Ace Bailey's a bad kid, but also I think you're drafting him into a veteran locker room that's trying to win next year, and his whole thing was not wanting to play there and wanting to be the man. I don't know how that works. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for the call, bro. All right, thank you for the call, Luke.
Yeah.
I think Ejgom would be a fun kid. That, by the way, he'd be a fun summer league player too. I know.
Got a little bit of not as polished because D Wade stayed longer, but he has
physically.
A little bit of D Wade physical build. To
yes,
him.
That's who Jay Bill's compared him to.
Yeah,
Dwayne Wade
at 19, not obviously college Dwayne Wade, unlike Elliott.
And by the way, Wade was never a great three-point shooter.
Never a great three-point shooter.
No. I think, so he reminds me, I think, from build and what he could be, reminds me of Oladipo a little bit.
A little bigger, a little taller?
Stronger, I think. Yeah. But I think Oladipo was 6'3", 6'4", something like that.
Well, I like Oladipo was very good.
Yes. He's come into his own recently, and hopefully he'd be better than this, but it reminds me a little bit of Chris Dunn, too. Chris Dunn has become defensive...
Chris Dunn.
Well, he's become like defensive stopper guy, but never really figured out, never became a real shooter. Jack, what do we have coming up next in the top 5 at 5?
So it's a little sportsy.
Oh, boy.
But I think it's interesting.
Okay.
Off of Howie Roseman's birthday.
Yeah.
Which I think is the GOAT what if in Philadelphia sports history. In my lifetime.
Yep.
Had he been removed or left in 2015.
Yep.
What if?
Biggest what ifs.
The top 5 what ifs in Philadelphia sports history of my lifetime.
Okay. So since 2000, essentially.
Yeah.
There are some good ones in there.
There are some good ones.
Also, just looking at this description of Jeff from Orlando's call, explain yourself Tuesdays with Elliot.
That's what he wants to do. He wants to start labeling and explain yourself.
Okay.
You know, during Tuesdays with Elliot.
That's a funny idea. That's all coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.